Again, during these holy hours, we're going to look at the final words of our Lord, trying to better understand and appreciate his mercy, his kindness, and his heart for each one of us. If during this holy hour and in the future, if you'd like to pray, if you don't have your scriptures, you could go to the Palm Sunday readings in the Missal, and they will be found in there. We start with, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him and the criminals there, one on his right, the other on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." This might be the most powerful words that our Lord says, at least the ones that speak the most to myself. I know I reference them often in homilies and in writings that I do. They speak to us of the great forgiveness that our Lord wants to give us. It's very appropriate, especially since our confirmandi are receiving the sacrament of confession this evening in preparation for reception of confirmation this coming week. But it's good for us to remember that God wants to reconcile with us. He wants to be in right relationship with us. Even though we sin, even though we move off track in the many different ways which we do so, God wants to be close to us. He wants to be near to us. Fulton Sheen writes, "The executioners expected him to cry, for everyone pinned on the gibbet of the cross had done it before him. Seneca tells that those who were crucified cursed the day of their birth, the executions, their mothers, and even spat on those who looked upon them. Cicero tells us that at times it was necessary to cut out the tongues of those who were crucified to stop their terrible blasphemies. Hence the executioners expected a cry, but not the kind of cry that they heard." Our Lord, in the entirety of his life, shows us that he comes in pursuit of us for that reconciliation. And while everybody else that was on the cross would have attacked the people around them, would have naturally been vicious to those who were killing them, and for many of them, at least some element of justice would have been involved, our Lord continues to serve, continues to love. We can't imagine the pain and suffering that he would have been going through. The cross is one of the worst ways that we have ever found to kill anybody. For most people, it took days of exposure, waiting for the elements to take them. Our Lord had been beaten to the point where it didn't take 3 hours. He no longer resembled a man. So his pain was excruciating. It would have made sense for anybody else to have turned inward. And yet he continues to look outward. He continues to find people to love. And this is the example that we are meant to follow. All of the people who have wronged us, all of the people who have hurt us, we are meant to share this love, this mercy with them as well. John gives us these words of Jesus as he's preparing for his death, so shortly before he would have said these final words. "I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." First, our Lord speaks of the love that he has offered. And so if we want to enter into this, we first and foremost have to receive these words. We have to let them penetrate into who we are. We have to let them move us. This is what Jesus prayed on our behalf. He begged the Father to forgive each one of us because we know not what we do. Every time we sin, we lose sight of who we are, what we're meant to be about. We fall into a period of ignorance, of stupidity. But yet our Lord begs the Father to forgive us. His words echo throughout all of time. And so I want to encourage you tonight, in a few moments when I am done speaking, spend time in prayer, contemplating your sins, contemplating the ways in which you have hurt our Lord, the ways in which you have failed him, specifically trying to call out the most grievous, the most painful, those that hurt the people you love, or even strangers, the most. As best you can, enter into the fullness of those memories. And listen to our Lord say, "Father, forgive Adam. He knows not what he does." Put your name in there. Know that he spoke it for you. Receive his prayer to the Father. For many of us, this might be painful, might be uncomfortable. We don't like going back to the places where we have failed. We want to put those away from us and never look back. But if it hurts, it means that it's not healed. And just like many other ailments, sometimes the doctors have to go in and mess with things in order to get the healing to take place. Our Lord needs to do the same thing. And this can be one prayer that we can do to open ourselves up, to let the divine physician to come and touch us, to heal us. We've been hearing many beautiful healing stories the last several weeks in our Sunday Gospels. Maybe calling those to mind as well. If you have not confessed these sins, there will be that opportunity tonight. As I mentioned before, we want the confirmandi to go first and those who are with them. But I will be staying in the confessional through the Stations of the Cross tonight. Come, reconcile with the Lord, put it behind you. So unfortunately, sometimes we do hold on to those grave sins. We don't give them to the Lord. And so if that is you, be reconciled tonight. Hear the Lord say those words for the prayer of absolution through my lips. Once we've received that healing, we're meant to offer it. Jesus says, "They will know you are my follower because you have loved like me." And so again, we need to offer this love to other people. And so once we've prayed for ourselves, so maybe this is later tonight, or maybe this is later this week or next week, start praying with those people who have hurt you, those people who have injured you, and ask for the ability to love them the way that Jesus does. Once again, call to mind that person, that event, especially trying to invite some of the painful ones back to our mind, to our memory, to our heart. And once again, let Jesus say his words, this time saying their name. "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Because just as he spoke them for us, he spoke them for them. And this can be a very healing moment for us. We hold on to anger or resentment or bitterness. All those things only hurt us. They don't hurt the people that we're upset with. Allow Satan to get a foothold into who we are. Paul tells us, he says, "Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun set on your anger, and do not leave room for the devil." Anger is a dangerous, dangerous thing. Something that Satan can really get a hold of us with and can use it to get into a lot of different areas of our life. So any area where we're continuing to hold on pain or anger, hear the Lord offer his mercy to those people. Now that does not mean that we have to forget what they have done. Some of the hurts that we have experienced are terrible. Some of those pains that we've experienced from very bad people who have done very bad things. If it's appropriate, maybe try to reconcile. If it's not, we can keep a distance. We can love them from a distance. And that's okay. Because that will be appropriate for some of us to continue to stay away. But let the Spirit guide you. We're smart. We know what we need to do. At a minimum, we want to let Christ come in to offer us that healing, to let him continue to move us closer to him. Again, our Lenten journey is all about getting us ready for Easter, as we look forward to that beautiful celebration of the joy of the resurrection. We want to call to mind what our Lord did on Easter morning, and again, Divine Mercy Sunday. He showed up to the apostles when they were afraid, locked themselves away from the world. He shows up to them. He shows them his wounds, the cost of their sins, at the exact same time of saying, "Peace be with you." Same time, he says, this is your fault. You put me on the cross. And all but John, you all abandoned me. You left me in my pain alone. But I forgive you. And again, those words that he said to the Father, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He once again says to the apostles, as we want to come face to face with those hurts, allowing the Lord to offer us healing. Again, as we spend time in prayer tonight, try to open ourselves up to our Lord's healing touch. Allow him to come into the hurt, into the wounds, to reconcile us. And again, after the confirmanda are done, if you're able to or need to, I will stay in the confessional so we can again hear these words said by Christ through me.